you saved the look here.
True form life. Green locomotive.
Welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddea. All right, thanks so much for being here on this edition of the show. I always appreciate your time to see what we have going on. Now, today I'm going to be welcoming Jonathan Chant on for an interview, and he runs an in-home personal training business. So we're going to get into the benefits of working out at home. Before we get into that, I'd like to ask you for a ratings and review on iTunes. That really means a lot to the show. It helps us move up in rankings, and I love to hear your feedback. So if you get a chance, just head over to iTunes, leave a short ratings and review, and there's a good chance I'm going to read it out on air as well. Now, I want to tell you about MAK Mystic Expressions. This is a Himalayan salt company that specializes in pink salt. Personally, I feel this is a small transition we can all make from moving from white refined salt to pink Himalayan salt to improve our health. So if you head over to MAK Mystic Expressions, they have a number of products and information to help you better understand what they have to offer and how it can improve your health. MAKMystic.com. So as I was saying, we have Jonathan Chant coming on Exploring Mind and Body. Now, he's run his own personal training, at-home personal training business for over 8 years. So I thought, who better to bring on than an expert trainer who trains at home? Personally, I believe that it's important to be able to work out at home and at the gym if possible, but there's so many benefits from working out at home, and that's why I want Jonathan to come on the show and talk about all these little tidbits and information he has to share for us, like when the best time to work out is and how to schedule your workouts in so you don't miss them at home. So sit back and enjoy. We got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Taddea.
Thanks for joining us today, Jonathan, and welcome to Exploring Mind and Body.
Thanks for having me on.
So today we're going to go over some general conversation about health and wellness and fitness. We are going to focus on habits. I really enjoy this topic. Why don't you give us a chance to get to know you a little bit better and tell us what you do and how you got into it.
We're here in Canada as well, in Ottawa, and we run an in-home personal training company. We started the company based on the fact that most people have a lot of trouble finding time to exercise or get to the gym. So the concept behind the company was we would go to your house so that you wouldn't have to make the time to go to the gym, and we would just give you an exercise program in your home to make it as convenient and as comfortable as possible for you. So that's pretty much how we started out.
And why did you get into the fitness to begin with?
Honestly, I just kind of I fell into it a little bit. I exercised for sports while I was growing up, so mostly for hockey, and then I took the human kinetics program at the University of Ottawa after I graduated from high school, and I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do, and I did an internship at the an athletic conditioning center here in town, where we were training elite and professional athletes, which was a really cool job to have and a really interesting experience. But ultimately, I wanted to work with the general population because there's so many more people that could use help. I mean, athletes are really great to train because you say, jump here, lift this, do that, and they just do it really, really easily. Except that, you know, there's only a limited number of athletes to train, and a lot of people really like to work with athletes. So I decided to switch the people that we were going to work with to the general population and people that maybe weren't necessarily as comfortable to exercise, just because I felt like it would be a more rewarding experience.
So you guys work with more beginners type of exercisers?
Yeah, we're predominantly working with people who are just starting out exercise programs, people who don't really know what to do or where to start, or they're having trouble. Maybe they've tried to exercise in the past, but they just don't really understand what to do or how their body works. So we really work to get them started and moving in the right direction.
All right, hang tight. As soon as we come back, I'm going to ask Jonathan, what's the first thing that you can do to start getting active and working out at home? We'll be right back on Exploring Mind and Body. All right, so I want to tell you about the Silver Fern Aesthetic and Vein Clinic. Now, they specialize in a few areas. One is skincare. They'll tell you the difference between professional skincare and over-the-counter skincare. This is something that they specialize in, as well as offering education to their customers and clients. Mineral makeup is one of their non-toxic type of products. They have no talc, perfume, dyes, alcohol, or anything else that may clog your pores. They also specialize in varicose and spider veins. I actually had the opportunity to stop in there, and they helped me better understand who's more likely to get them, how to treat them, and even how to prevent them. And then they also offer detoxing products and services such as their universal contour wrap. They offer a clay solution. This gets rid of toxins, increases your energy levels, and much more. If you want more details, visit their Facebook page at Silver Fern Aesthetic and Vein Clinic. They're also offering free consultations from Dr. Jackson and their other skincare professionals. You can find them in Didsbury across from the train station, or you can give them a call at 403-335-8829.
Ooh, the first thing, that really depends on the person. I mean, it always, everything needs to start with some sort of an assessment, whether it's usually that it starts with a consultation to find out, you know, what it is that you want. I mean, often it's somebody wants to lose weight, but sometimes it's they just want to be more functional and they want to be able to live independently in their home, or maybe they had a heart attack, or they have osteoporosis or type 2 diabetes, and they're worried about hurting themselves when they start an exercise program. So we sit down and we just assess where their starting point is, and then we try to meet them at that point.
Let's say for our listeners' sake, someone wants to start a program that may not have the chance to have a consultation with you right now. They're just listening, of course.
Yeah, that's right.
How would you recommend them get started into a program? I know we talked about taking one step at a time, or focusing on one thing. How would you talk to someone that, or maybe the average person that might come and visit you?
What I would say to someone who's listening to this right now is to look at what it is that you want out of an exercise program, or maybe it's changing how you eat. What's the main thing that you would like to do? And then once you figure out what you would like to do, then you start taking steps in that direction. So let's say, for example, you're in your late 50s and you're interested in becoming active because your mom had osteoporosis and osteoporosis runs in your family and your doctor said you're at risk. So then you know you should probably be doing weight-bearing exercises. So you need to figure out ways that you can do weight-bearing and strength training exercises to help improve your bone density, for example. So then you can start making decisions that allow you to exercise more. So let's say you're someone who likes to go to the gym, or sorry, someone that's you've decided that strength training is what you'd like to do to work on your bone density. So what you're going to do is start going to the gym. So what are the steps that you need to take to actually get to the gym? Do you need to buy some gym clothes? Do you need to start packing your gym bag before you go to work in the morning, so that you can just pick it up and take it with you and you don't have to think about actually packing it? You know, little things like, what is it that you need to do that's the actual behavior that you need to change that will help you get to the gym?
I like that. I love to talk about behavior and why people do things and turning habits into rituals. What are some things that we could talk about to get into forming proper health, wellness, exercise habits?
The first thing that I would always recommend someone do is I personally think the best way to figure stuff out is through trial and error. So if you've decided that you're going to go to the gym at the same time on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, then you should probably pick that time and schedule it in, would be a good first step to figure it out. Another thing that you would probably want to do is find a spot that you're actually comfortable to go to. So there's lots of different varieties of gyms, and you might have to, you know, get some trial passes at some different places to figure out what space you're comfortable in and where other people that are kind of like you are, because that will give you, if you can find some friends or a community where you can relate to other people that are sort of like you, then that you have a much higher chance of sticking to a program. In terms of being very specific about the habits, once you've sort of figured out that you would like to go to a gym, or you'd like to work out at your house, or you have a community center that you'd like to go to, whatever it is that you've decided, then you can figure out what's preventing you from going. So let's say often a lot of people will get too busy, or they'll say that they don't have enough enough time to exercise. So how can we create more time in your day that actually gets you into the gym? Well, a lot of people can't actually create more time. So maybe you're going too late in the morning and you need to go earlier in the morning. So what are the things that you have to do the night before to get you out the door early in the morning? So that might be setting your alarm a little bit earlier. It might be packing your gym bag a little bit earlier. Maybe you thought you needed to go to a gym, but really what you needed to do was to exercise in your home. So you need to roll out of bed and then just do 3 to 8 exercises before you've had breakfast or anything, because that's the only way that you'll know you'll exercise. Because as soon as you get started with your day, you'll get too busy and you won't make the time to actually do it.
Tell me some of the, you guys specialize in, of course, you visit homes and
that's right.
personal training. Tell me some of the benefits of working out of your home.
The biggest benefit has got to be the convenience. There's nowhere to drive to. There's nowhere to, there's no traffic. You don't have to worry about the weather. I mean, if it's freezing rain outside or if it's snowing, 3 feet of snow, you can still exercise in your home. That's the biggest convenience factor to exercising at home. A lot of people think you need a lot of equipment to do exercises, but you can really do a lot of, well, I'm sure you know this, right? That there's, with your community, you probably have lots of exercise programs that you don't even have to, that require no equipment, I would imagine.
Right. That's what we do. Yeah. No equipment required. Yep.
Yeah. So it's, if you want to, you can throw up without any equipment. I mean, that's not, some people like that. Most people don't. But I mean, if that's your thing, then we can make that happen. I mean, most people like something that's a little bit more moderate. It's finding the right level that works for you.
Tell me about some people that may fear the gym, and you know, how we can work on other type of habits to form at home as opposed to driving to the gym. One of your tips was, for example, packing your bag the night before for the gym. Is there anything that we can do at homes to maybe form some habits so we're being more consistent with our at-home workouts?
Yeah, I would set an alarm, whether that's for in the morning or if you're one of those people that works from home or you spend a lot of time at home. Maybe you want to set it mid-morning or mid-afternoon just to remind you that, you know, you should be exercising. Another thing that you can do is put your gym clothes or your exercise clothes out so that you can see them right away. So they're the first thing that you see when you wake up in the morning, especially if you're a morning exerciser. I always encourage people to try to exercise in the morning if they can, because the more likely your day goes, the more likely you are to push your workout and not actually get any exercise or a workout in. I think it's really common for kids to get sick, for projects to come up at work, for you to just forget. If it's not a habit yet, or you haven't built the habit of exercise into your day, then it's really easy to forget that it's something that you wanted to do. So you need to do it at a time that's most likely for you to do it. And for most people, that's in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We found the same thing with our members, is that getting your workout in first thing in the morning. Even we talk about this openly in our forum, but you know, even if we're not morning people, or even if you're not getting up with enough time, then do little things like set your alarm, or you can save time, like you're mentioning here, put your clothes out early so you can see them. And so you don't have, that's one less excuse to say, you know, I don't have my clothes aren't dry, or they're not ready, or, you know, we could come up with any number of things to not do it. Mm-hmm. So making it as easy as possible and taking care of it first thing in the morning, then it just gives us a better chance of succeeding and getting our workout in.
Mm-hmm. Like for example, I had a client that was, initially she was going to try walking as part of her program, but she was getting a lot of, back pain. She was quite overweight. So I said, why don't you I recommended that she try swimming instead. And I had her buy an extra bathing suit so that she could, when she came home one night with a wet bathing suit, she could hang that one to dry, and then she could just pack her dry one right away to take it so that she wouldn't have to worry about it. So she could just alternate the days, between dry, wet and dry bathing suit. And that's just like one little thing that she could do that would make it easier for her to get to the pool, to get her swim in.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Just like as a small example of something very specific that you could do to exercise.
And I think that's what it's all about, is once you start to add up and put together all the little things, they turn into lifestyle changes that turns you into someone that's working out on a regular basis. All right, hang tight. We'll be right back on Exploring Mind and Body. Jonathan Chant's going to talk about how the small, sustainable changes are really going to get you the results that you're looking for. Freeform Life. All right, so I just want to take a moment to tell you about the tire shop here in Olds. Now, to be honest with you, I'm not really a car person. I wouldn't be the first to fix, well, anything. So that's why I trust a company like the tire shop. When I bring my car in there, I always know that it's going to get quality service. I really love the customer service. It's bar none. They treat you like family. And this is a family-run business for 40 years. So they're definitely doing something right. And they're not just a tire company. So they do oil, brakes, tune-ups, your battery, wheel alignment. They do all kinds of different things to service your car. And now that winter's on the way, it's definitely a good time to get your car checked out, have someone that you trust and believe in, and to support the community as well as a local tire shop. You can reach them at 403-556-7660. Or if you want to stop in, they're at 5903 Imperial Way, right behind Napa.
Most people are at least a little bit overweight, usually much more overweight. And they think because they want to lose a lot of weight, that they have to make really extreme changes to their life, to make that change happen. But the reality is that if they make one small change every few weeks, but it's a sustainable change that they can make, these changes compound over time. And then all of a sudden, after, 3 years, you've lost 70 or 80 pounds, and it's like you've never even made any changes in your life. It just sort of happened because you brought them in such a slow and sustainable way that it happened to work out. And I mean, and that's, it's really hard to explain that to people or get them to shift their mindset on it, just because it's hard for the average person. That's really hard to compute that such a small change can make such a big difference over the long term.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, we deal with the same thing. Mm. It's cool we're on the same page here, but with the small changes, many people, they don't realize it. So if you're in some kind of crazy boot camp for 10 days, or you're doing a weekend fast, people are looking for instant results to drop pounds or inches or whatever it is. But if you put someone in a program that's slow and sustainable, most of the time they don't realize they have more energy. They don't realize that they're sleeping better. And then sooner or later they're saying, my belt doesn't fit. The notches don't fit. And I'm gonna have to buy new clothes. But they don't notice it because it's so progressive.
Like, at what point do they make a change and they're like how long does it usually take before they notice that a small change is actually beneficial? Or could you put a number on that? Or
yeah. It's, of course, everyone's different.
Yeah.
One of the first things that we hear, we do a lot of nutrition as well, and then, of course, complement that with fitness. But one of the first things that we hear is, I can't believe how much energy I have. Mm-hmm. So that's they want to come home from work and they want to do something, as opposed to what may have been their regular lifestyle of just sitting at home exhausted, or just having a drink and watching TV. So that's pretty cool. That's the first thing that we hear. And that really happens within a couple of weeks. Now, I don't want that to sway the real results, because the real results probably don't come for 3 to 6 to 8 weeks. And that's 2 months of consistent effort to see some form of changes. And when I say changes, I mean, it doesn't sound all that sexy or attractive, but I'm talking about a few inches here and there. We don't have people that are losing like 20 pounds in a month. That's not the way we teach our program.
One thing that I've noticed too, or that I think happens for a lot of people when they start to, if you felt bad enough for a long enough time, you just begin to think that that's normal. So, and you have to actually dedicate yourself to at least a few weeks of making some kind of a change until you actually start to feel better. And then once you start to feel better, that's kind of like a quick win, really. Even if it's just a feeling, if you start to feel better or like you have more energy, that's a quick win, right? Where you can actually build a little bit of momentum to make that next change happen. I mean, if you've been kind of not exercising and eating not healthy for, 20 years, then you slowly over time that you've started to feel worse and worse, and you have to really experience the change to know what you should feel like or what you're capable of feeling like. if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. We talk about that all the time with, you mm-hmm. know, what is your normal? And some of the people say, like, I can't believe I haven't been more active, or I haven't been eating better. And then, you know, we go back to their normal, and you've been living a certain way for so long, you don't know what it's like to get a good night's sleep. Mm-hmm. Or you don't know what sustainable energy is or natural energy is, because we're used to having artificial, you know, you have your Red Bull, you have your coffee, you have refined sugar, and those are our sources of energy. So when you have a natural boost of energy, that's just not normal. So we're not really sure what that is without going through a slow and sustainable program that can help you make lifestyle changes. So with you guys, what are some of the bigger benefits that you've seen? For me, it's more so energy, I suppose, feeling better about yourself, meaning gaining confidence. I'd imagine yours are similar. Is there anything different that stands out to you from your clients or members that you work with?
Yeah, we have a lot of clients that have musculoskeletal issues, whether it's low back pain or shoulder injuries or something that's restricted their movement. And we find that at some point they sort of told themselves a story, or they went to another health practitioner and they said, listen, you're as good as you're going to get, and there's not really anything that you can do about it. But what we found is moving your joints, or stretching certain ways, or exercising certain activating muscles that haven't been activated in a long time because of the way that you work, or the way that you sit at a desk, or the way that you live your everyday life, can make you feel a lot more better and a lot more functional. Seeing someone that has dysfunction in their shoulders or their lower back, and then giving them that function back, is really rewarding. Like seeing them, for example, I have a client that when we started working together, she couldn't lift her hands above her head. She just had shoulder impingement, maybe frozen shoulder. And after maybe 6 weeks of doing shoulder mobility and shoulder strengthening, and she was able to actually lift her hands above her head, she just was lit up with excitement, right? Of being able, having that function back was really important to her well-being. And I don't think she realized how much she missed it until she got it back.
So that's got to be rewarding for you as well.
Yeah, it is. It's great when we see clients do things that they didn't think they could do, or they didn't realize that they couldn't do it.
All right, sit tight. When we come back, Jonathan's going to talk about limiting beliefs, one of my favorite topics. So stay right there. We'll be right back on Exploring Mind and Body. Just a quick word about the new organic spa and salon in Penhold, which is 10 minutes south of Red Deer. They strive for the best organic, environmentally friendly, and health-conscious alternatives. They specialize in organic color and spa treatments, therapeutic massage, as well as holistic alternatives like cranial sacral therapy. They also recycle 85 to 95% of the waste through a company called Green Circle Salons. Hair is used for oil spill cleanups, making mats, and all the metal is used to make asphalt, just to name a few. They sell a wide range of organic hair and beauty lines like Eminence Organics, Kevin Murphy, Intelligent Nutrients, and Jane Iredell Makeup. Check them out at organicoasisspa.ca. That's organicoasisspa.ca. You know, a lot of times in our society, we deal with limiting beliefs of, oh, I can't do that. What would you say to someone some people that may think that they don't have shoulder movement, or they can't get that mobility back? We didn't talk about too much about nutrition in the show, but I think that, you know, regarding those limiting beliefs, is that it doesn't matter if it's exercise or if it's nutrition or your daily habits, is that to see results, I think that we have to stretch everything. We have to stretch our physical being, our mental mindset. And there's nothing wrong with having dinner in the evening, or sorry, breakfast in the evening. Sometimes it's fun to have pancakes in the evening, or on a Friday night, you get the kids involved and you make a night of it. And it's fun because it's something that you're not used to doing. So I thought that was a good point that you brought up there. It doesn't matter. It's just really has to do with, you know, stretching that mindset and finding different results, however you can get them.
Yeah. If I could add to it too, it's for some people think that you have to have a personal trainer or you can't do your exercise program. Like I have a, professional colleague slash friend, and she was supposed to work with her trainer, and the trainer had an emergency and had to cancel at the last minute. She said, oh, I can't exercise because my trainer isn't going to be there. But she's had lots of sessions with this trainer, so it's not like she didn't know what she could do, but she still felt like she needed to have the trainer, otherwise she couldn't do her exercise program. So somewhere along the line, she got the belief that you have to have a personal trainer to do an exercise program, when that's really not true. I mean, you don't need anybody to do an exercise program, really. I mean, everyone's capable of going for a walk or doing a walking equivalent. I mean, there's always something that you can do. So it's like looking at the broad spectrum of physical activity and exercise and picking the things that you like to do, or having substitutes in when something may not work out, or having a backup plan. So the next time, what I suggested to her was, well, maybe next time, if your trainer ever cancels again, you know, you can go to the park and do like a little workout at the jungle gym there or something instead, or go to the gym and do your regular workout just without your trainer. I mean, they don't have to be there. And if it's a time you've already scheduled into your day, then there's no reason to not do it. It's not like it was an inconvenience for her.
Jonathan, tell me more about yourself and where we can reach you if there's listeners here checking the show out that want to know more about you.
Fitnessforfreedom.com. That's our company, and all of our contact information is there.
And so you guys do, I know you have your own show, you have a podcast. You want to mention that briefly?
Yeah, sure. It's Fitness for Freedom Tips. It's on iTunes or Stitcher are the two places that you can get it. It's a short form show, 4 to 7 minutes, mostly episodes. And we try to make it really tactical so that you have some sort of actionable thing that you can take away from the show and apply it to your life right away.
And is there anything else you guys do online, or do you mostly focus on those that are in your surrounding areas?
We focus mostly on people in our surrounding area. We do have an online community. It's really just getting off the ground right now, so it's not as active as it could be. But if you want more information about that, it's at fitnessforfreedom.com. Same spot. That's where you can find all of our stuff.
Okay. And then you have you're giving away some free meal plan, or 3-day meal plan as well on your.
Yeah, we have a 3-day meal plan on the as a little giveaway. If someone said they heard us on the show, we have a fitness application that gives you exercise programs you can do, and we would just throw that their way for free if they wanted to just send us an email and mention the show, and we'll set you up with a little free membership there.
And tell me more about that. What do you guys do with that?
Yeah, so we have our online system. It's it's basically just it's like a fitness app. It's not in the app store. It's a web-based application. So you just log in, and we have about 100 different exercise programs that you can do that don't have any exercise equipment required. Some have exercise equipment required, some don't. It depends on what you want. You can select. You can sort of select through what you want, and we generate a program for you.
So our listeners should just send you an email and say
Yeah, just send us an email, and we'll set you up with a little with a free membership for the exercises.
Fantastic. Thanks for doing that for us.
No problem.
All right, Jonathan, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me on, Drew. Appreciate it.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of the show. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for sticking around with Jonathan and I to hear the duration of that show. Thanks to Jonathan for coming on and sharing some of his time and expertise with us. And thanks for the free offer as well. Hopefully you take advantage of that. Check out Jonathan's podcast as well as more information on his website. I just want to thank some of our longtime sponsors that make this show possible. We have Shoppers Drug Mart here in Olds that are very community oriented. They have been with us from the very beginning. We so much appreciate their support. So check out Shoppers Drug Mart here in Olds. We have Health Street, who have some of the highest health standards in Canada. They have often different type of workshops like grocery tours or recipes, baking events, chocolate events. So check them out. You can also find them at healthstreet.ca. We have AG Foods in Didsbury, who are bringing better quality foods to not only the grocery industry, but our community as well. We so much appreciate their support. I'm going to mention GDK Gravel and Sand here at the end as well. They're also residential, not just commercial. So they have mulch, garden mix, pea gravel, a number of other products. So Again, we'll mention them as we move forward. I would love a ratings and review if you get a chance on iTunes. That means so much to me and the show to help us move up in rankings and to be more easily found. And if you'd like a free 10-day fitness challenge, all you have to do is head over to trueformlife.com and there'll be more details. Brand new workout, full body weight exercises, all within 20 minutes. No equipment required. Trueformlife.com. Once again, thank you so much for being. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Tadia, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadia, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Tadia, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com. Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadia would not be possible without the help of GDK Gravel and Sand. GDK Gravel and Sand, now offering all products in half and 1 yard bags. Give them a call today for more information. 1-877-335-2091.